Hello and welcome. One of the first things you're going to need to do is to make sure that your content is going to be in a deliverable form. And if you have created what you're going to be selling in something like a Microsoft Word document, you are going to need to change it to a PDF file so that your customer will be able to read it on multiple devices when you deliver it to them. In Microsoft Word, this is a very simple process. You can go to the file area. And what you can then do is you can then click on this button that says Save As. Once you decide where you're going to save the document, what you're going to do is you're going to save it as a PDF file. And you can do this inside of Microsoft Word. You are then going to give your file a specific name. You are then going to save the document with the new file name as a PDF file. It will then be deliverable as a download. Now, if what you are delivering as a download is going to be a video of some kind, you are going to need to make sure that that file will be downloadable from a zip file if you're going to be using Microsoft Windows. You can do this in a very simple process. What you're typically going to do is you're going to right-click the file and you're going to zip up the file. Now, you can do this inside of a Microsoft Word related application and just send it to a compressed file. Or you can download the free program 7-Zip and you can add it to a specific zip or compression file. When you see the compression file, one of the things you can do is you can click on top of the compression file. And if you click once on top of the file name, what you're going to notice is that the file name is then going to be editable inside of Windows. What you can then do is you can write the name of the file that you want it to be for the customer to download in its final form. You can click on the outside of the file. You will then notice that the file is now ready in its final form. If you upload the file to the place where your customer is going to download this file from, they will then be able to get access to it from a personal computer or a mobile device. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.